This is episode 2219 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Megley, and I welcome you back to our series we are exploring this week. We are on day 5 of a theme of self-healing. This is an important theme because so many of us are healing from just the shock of living during a time of a pandemic. There's a lot of emotional and mental strain that we don't even realize because we're still in the midst of this pandemic. And some of you I know have or have had coronavirus. So this is the type of time we're living that impacts us on all levels, our mind, body, and spirit. The good news is that many of you have turned to self-healing modalities such as meditation. So you're really giving yourself the gift of a lifetime as you meditate. Having said that, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss a single episode. Meditation gets better with consistency. So I really encourage you to try to do something to attune yourself to each week's series. That's why I show up for you every single day, because I know that's really the only way that meditation works. It's like many other kinds of rituals, such as exercise or really eating well, is a type of ritual that also requires consistency in order to see results. I'd love to hear from you. If you leave me a review, those mean so much to me. I like to hear how you're doing, and also I like to hear how meditation is helping you and what maybe you'd like to hear more of on the podcast. And you can always reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram account. I'm most active there. I love hearing your stories, and I love sharing your stories with each other, but you don't have to allow me to share your story. I can definitely keep it between you and me, but most of you really do allow me to share your stories because you want to help inspire others. When you begin to notice how much meditation can enhance all areas of your life, there aren't many things you can do for yourself that have that capacity. So when I hear from most of you, you are very excited to have me share your message to inspire all of you. We're in this meditating together. Well, today's meditation you're going to be guided in is about self-acceptance. And this is a way for you to accept yourself exactly as you are. This requires humility. So you're going to be guided as you repeat an affirmation to help you enhance humility. Humility is essential as you heal, whether you're healing physically, mentally, or emotionally, with trying to maybe release negative thoughts. And as you've been guided through this self-healing series, we followed along with a very small, short book called Affirmations for Self-Healing. It's a mighty book, though. It's by J. Donald Walters. In each episode this week, you are repeating an affirmation for self-healing. So, this is what you have in store for you today. I want to ask you how your challenge is coming along this week. Every day this week, you are challenged to go on a little quest. Your quest this week is a self-care quest, to take good care of yourself this week as you explore self-healing. And Ways you can do this include spending time in nature. I think that's an important thing to do all the time. And also, my other top tip for you for self-care this week would be to stay away from media. Unless you have some kind of positive media, I encourage you to refrain from media as best as you can. If there's something really imminent happening or something important going on, you'll hear about it from others, and then you can check out what's going on. But you'll find that the more you do stay away from media, the more your thoughts become your own, and the more positive you feel about yourself, others, and the world. There are so many wonderful things happening in the world that we don't hear about, so I'm hoping that someone, maybe you, will begin to share positive media that would lift us all up during these times of uncertainty. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. And in case you're wondering who's out there meditating with you, here is a message from your fellow meditator, Karen from the Philippines. She writes, "I would just like to express my gratitude to you and your podcast for helping me alleviate my anxiety for losing my job and being uncertain about what's in store for me in the coming days and months. I had a hard time starting over because of the pressure I put on myself to figure things out right away. I was doing a lot of stuff at that time. I feel like I don't have any right to slow down as I have lost a lot in the past year. But since I started meditating again, I became more compassionate of myself to not force myself, to just allow myself to do things one day at a time, to be calm and experience inner peace, whatever my situation is right now. Through prayer and meditation, things are flowing naturally now. I'm receiving one by one what I am hoping for this past year." So think about yourself on your healing journey this week. All the things you're doing for yourself for self-care. Maybe journaling that you might be doing. Showing up for yourself every day in some way. Whatever that might be, whether you actually sit down to meditate or if you simply listen to the podcast episodes, it's all good. You're moving forward. Accept yourself exactly as you are. And as you close your eyes and become aware of your breath, inhaling vitality, allowing that vitality to circulate throughout your body, creating space and acceptance, reflect now as I share from you from Affirmations for Self-Healing. Humility is not self-deprecation. It is self-forgetfulness. It is the realization that nothing in this shadow world of appearances is all that important, except as it draws us closer to our highest self. Never tell yourself that you are sinful or weak or incompetent or lazy. Accept as such a statement may help you to surrender joyfully to your inner light. Then live by that light. Never wear the mask of false humility. Humility is self-acceptance and self-honesty. You have a right to all power if you seek it in infinity, and if you never build the thought that it resides in your little self. So I want to thank Karen for sharing her self-acceptance story. And now it's time for you to open up to your highest self. No shame, no blame for whatever you're going through right now. Acceptance. So with your spine straight and your eyes closed and gently uplifted, repeat out loud. I strive eagerly to live in my light. I strive eagerly to live in my light. Whisper the affirmation. I strive eagerly to live in my light. I strive eagerly to live in my light. Now mentally repeat twice. I strive eagerly to live in my light. Now immerse yourself in self-acceptance, accepting yourself and your life and others exactly as you are. You are so worth slowing down